nation, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today? I am telling you, lots of good stuff is going on. Listen, now I know a lot of people are into today, especially because today is the day where they're going to toss a ball back and forth and act as if it's some miracle and that the heavens have opened up. However, it really isn't. But, you know, if you want to go along with that stuff, well, we'll be eating chicken wings and pizza and potato chips and all that good junk food one likes to eat on a day such as today. But anyway, listen, now, I have been doing a lot of research, okay? And there's one thing that's a fascinating little ditty about what we've been told and what reality is. And I'm telling you, never the twain should meet. It's a real trip when you start to dig away at things and start to listen to a lot of different voices that historically you have chosen not to listen to because you've been told not to listen to them. And you thought, well, they must be telling me the truth, right? And so, of course, we do think these things because we are conditioned, like Pavlov's dog, a conditioned response. When they tell you one thing, you have a certain thought. Say A, think B. Say A, think B. Say A, think B. They have conditioned us, just like little rats in a lab, to think only certain things. And so that's what we've done. It's like we're on a rail and we can only see ahead. You know, the train's on a rail and it's going in one direction and it can't be easily turned around now, can it? I mean, you can't just turn the train around at the next intersection and say, hey, let me reverse directions here. It's not an easy thing to do, right? Got to take it to the roundhouse and switch the engine around. You know what I mean? Anyways, we need to turn around our thinking in a lot of ways in this nation. I've really been discovering that, you know, the last few years of my life, I really think that I've learned more about history and what's been going on than I have in all the other years. I really do. I really think that I am dedicated, I guess you could say, in a sense, to really trying to understand what's happened and why we've ended up where we are today. What has been ignored? What has been omitted? What has been slanted in one way or another? And why? And who's done it? I mean, there's a lot of questions I think one needs to ask oneself. When I think you get to a certain point in the road and you've got to say, well, why should I take this path over that path? I think we need to learn to do a lot more research than we have done and not to just take things on face value or at face value. I really think that that's a necessary ingredient to our success here is for people to start taking the initiative to teach themselves, because you're not getting it in the schools, okay? We haven't gotten it in the schools in decades and decades and decades. You're not hearing the truth. The truth has been whitewashed. Facts have been erased and fiction has been put in their place. So it's really important that you do a lot of digging and you listen to a lot of different voices. Don't just listen to mine. Listen to a lot of different people. And then figure it out for yourself, because eventually the fog will lift. It really will. The clouds will go away and you'll have clear skies. I really do believe that. But you got to do a lot of research. You've got to do a lot of investigation on your own. You got to see what's happened historically, because it is linked to today. Yesterday really isn't gone. We're still connected to it, and we're still connected to all the days that went long before a lot of us were even a twinkle in our old man's eye. You know what I mean? It truly is the case. So it's important. It's really so important to try to look at things from a different perspective. And I know that's hard to do. My John is a very, very very, very smart man. And it's interesting to me when we have conversations about different things. He's got like a genius IQ, because the angle that he will look at something from is never an angle that would be my first response at all. It doesn't matter what it is. I'll say something and think one way about something, or this is how I perceive something, or it's the angle that I look at it. And he will look at it. I'll say the same thing to him, and he will come at it from an entirely different angle, which would never have crossed my mind. And so it's always fascinating to me. That's why I think it's so critical for people not to look at things from just one direction. They're really, I mean, when you think about it, there's 360 degrees in a circle. So you got to pick out a lot of those degrees and come at something from those angles so that you really get a much more inclusive understanding of what's happening. And it's so important to not ignore those voices that they have conditioned us to ignore historically, because you are always going to find a modicum of truth in everything, right? I mean, the best manipulators always intersperse truth in their manipulation, right? I mean, they don't come at you with total bull. They have truth amongst the lies, because then it's much more plausible to you, and you are more likely to believe their crap. If you know some of the stuff they're telling you is true, well, then you're going to think, well, all of it must be true, right? So I'm realizing, which I don't know if I've ever really done this before, maybe I have and just never thought much about it, I don't know, but I really try to look at a lot of different things, go to a lot of different sources for information, listen to a lot of voices, because then you're going to really understand what's going on. You really are going to understand what's going on. And it's critical to understand that, because there's a lot more than meets the eye. And of course, I say this all the time, you know, you're not going to get it on the 6 o'clock news. You're not going to get it from the Philadelphia newspaper, the Inquirer, the Chronicle, or the San Francisco, whatever. It just isn't happening. The LA Times, you're not going to get it from there. Now, you might get particles of truth. Little particles will be interspersed with the lies, but you're not going to get all of it. So you've got to look at a lot of different places to find the truth. Because there are agendas. Everybody's got an agenda. Not everybody. I have an agenda for freedom and liberty. So I guess I do have an agenda. I want everybody to be free. And I want the Fed out of here. I want freedom and liberty. I don't want slavery anywhere in the world. I want everybody to be free. But the only way you're going to make people free and set the stage for them to free themselves is by exposing the lies. That's the only way that's going to happen. But the only way you're going to be able to expose the lies and truly understand how those lies were built in the first place, because there's a foundation that's laid for everything, right? I mean, things just don't spring up. Foundation is laid brick by brick by brick. Moment in time after moment in time after moment in time, there is a concerted effort to achieve an objective. And so the foundation is laid. And we've got to, you've really got to work at it. I really believe that. I mean, I don't think, you know, and I don't know, maybe I just, you know, maybe I have a penchant for history or something, and that makes it much easier for me to spend time researching and reading all these things and listening to these voices from the past. And, of course, maybe for some people it's of totally no interest whatsoever, but I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to fight the battles of today unless you understand how they got there in the first place. Unless you understand the foundation that was laid that brings us to where we are today, you can't fight these battles because you don't have the ammunition to do it. You don't have the knowledge, and the knowledge is your ammunition. It truly is. Now, Sun Tzu, that Chinese warrior, said you need to know your enemy, and the way you know him is you almost live with him. You know, you learn everything about your enemy, what they eat, how they think, where they live, what they do. You know, you got to really know them to defeat them, and that's very true. And the only way we're going to know our enemy is if we study history. To understand the foundational bricks that have been laid that have led us to where we are today. It isn't going to happen any other way. You can't omit your comprehension of history. And you can't overlook all the different voices out there, as distasteful as they may seem to us. And many of them are. I mean, and especially a lot of these so-called radical voices. You know, you got to understand what were they talking about? What did they really mean? Where were they coming from? What was going on at that time? Well, I am thrilled about one thing. Today, I actually can hear the cue music that lets me know we're going to break. Listen, my name is Maggie Rod, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. My website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and bust to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hey, Maxine here again, the Orion Talk Radio spokeschick. If you or someone you know has a Part 15 low or full power radio station that is looking for interesting, hard-hitting original programming, the Orion Talk Radio Network has the content you're looking for. We offer a wide variety of alternative news talk programs that will easily fit into your station's schedule. Want to become an affiliate? It's free and easy to do. Contact us at affiliates@oriontalkradio.com. That's affiliates@oriontalkradio.com. This is Max. Talk to you soon.
The Orion Talk Radio Network presents the Global Voice Events Calendar. To promote your event, rally, protest, gathering, or meetup for free, users can filter events by city, state, or province, and country, making it easy to get the word out. It's a central location that reaches thousands of visitors a week from 52 countries. You can find it in the menu on the Orion Talk Radio homepage. The Global Voice Events Calendar is provided to you free as a public service by the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And I was sitting here on break. John made me some poached eggs on toast, and so I'm trying to cram them down in between words, so I have to avoid doing that because the odds on my choking while I'm trying to get my pearls of wisdom that I am, I was going to say spewing, but it kind of doesn't make much sense, does it? If you're, how do you spew wisdom, right? Doesn't sound too good. Anyway, my pearls of wisdom I'm casting about. I'm trying to shovel in a mouthful of poached egg on toast, but I got to tell you, I just love poached eggs. But that's an aside. Let's not go down that road. We won't go down that road. Now, back to what I was saying. So I really believe that you really have to listen to the people that you said, I'd never listen to the thing they have to say. And I don't care who it is. But you really got to listen to a lot of the different things people were saying, because that's the only way you're going to be able to put together this puzzle that's been out there and out there and out there. See, it's just like stereotypes, you know, of course, with all this political correctness crap, you know, you can't tell jokes or any of that. Well, I do anyway. I don't care about that stuff. Well, I've never been much of a joke teller. But if you want me to tell me a joke about someone who's Polish, I don't care. Go right ahead. But with all this political correctness crap, political correctness is a tool designed to keep you in the dark. Really is. Because it's only by allowing people the free exchange of ideas can one actually be enlightened, and can the light bulbs go on. See, knowledge truly is power. Because when you have information, they can't pull the wool over your eyes. But you've got to look at things from a lot of different angles. Some people get really narrow-minded. They've got blinders on, you know, like horse blinders. They've got blinders on. They can't see back. They can't see anywhere else except straight ahead. And that prevents them from having all the information. And it prevents them from making good decisions because they've refused to look at things from a lot of different angles. That's a really amazing thing. But you know what I think has contributed, I know has contributed to our failure to listen to a variety of voices has been, of course, our educational system. We have been indoctrinated not to listen. We really have. It's fascinating. Really is fascinating. To me, it's absolutely fascinating how we have been tricked, duped into not examining things from all kinds of angles, and how successful the people have been who truly seek to rule the world. They do want a one world government, and they want us all as slaves. It's amazing to me how successful they have been. It really is even more amazing to me that there have been so few patriots, courageous men and women who have stood up. Because, you know, I have William Taylor Ryle on my show during the week. He used to come on with me on Sundays. And he always said, if only people just said no. Now, look at how successful Gandhi was. Wasn't that, peaceful resistance? Look at how successful he really was. There's a lot of merit to that. Now, sometimes just saying no without having a big stick to back it up doesn't work. But it's amazing to me how many people haven't just said no. And haven't just said no long before now. And it isn't something just happening here in 2012, 2011, 2005, 1999, 1975. I mean, this has been going on for a long, long, long time. Don't you ever wonder sometimes why people, I mean, when we're ignorance is bliss, right? If you don't know anything's going on, you don't think there's anything to say no to, right? But how people rebel and resist. They resist someone trying to tell them the truth. They can't stand it. It's really fascinating to me. What happens psychologically? Why we resist new information so vehemently as we do? I wonder about that sometimes. And I've been just as guilty of it myself. I wonder what goes on psychologically. Why we are so conditioned to just only want to think one way about things. Never want to look at both sides. Never want to look at all sides. It's fascinating, really. Fascinating and deadly. But I think once you realize that you've missed the boat in many ways because you haven't listened to haven't listened to a variety of opinions. Now that when you realize you need to open your eyes or open your ears or look in different directions, once you realize it, that's a good start, though, I really think. because then you got a shot at winning. Got a shot at keeping yourself from being a slave. Knowledge is power. That's why they want to shut down the internet and deny you access to a lot of these different websites and all this different stuff. I mean, there's a reason for it. Because you'd fight back. Because the more information you have access to, the more empowered one becomes. Don't you feel stronger when you know something? I mean, really, it doesn't matter what it is. Even as a little kid, if you could add, you know, figure out algebra or whatever, you know, could do long division. You came up with the right answer. Didn't you feel a little stronger? See, it really does empower you. That's why people need to be kept in the dark. That's why people need to be dumbed down. Because educated people become fighters. Educated people are not easily subdued. Educated people aren't easily enslaved. So I want to talk a little bit on that note of educating and enslaving people. I want to talk a little bit about the Delphi technique, and I'm going to actually read to you an article written by a buddy of mine, Rosa Corey, who is a freedom fighter. She had written a book. Behind the Green Mask is the title of her book. Anyway, this is an article she had written on the Delphi technique. Now, the Delphi technique, developed by the RAND Corporation, a lot of you may already know that anyway, but just in case you don't, is a Cold War mind control technique. Delphi is used to channel a group of people to accept a point of view that is imposed on them while convincing them that it was their idea. In the 1970s and 80s, it was used to convince landowners of the merits of accepting general plan maps. Delphi can be used on any group from just one person to the entire world. I guess the entire world really has been Delphi'd, haven't we? Man, oh man, it's amazing. Trained facilitators present a range of choices to a group but have tailored them to direct the outcome. This is most often done in public meetings called visioning meetings put on by your city or county to get your opinion on your town 2020 or 2035. Of course, I always talk about UN Agenda 21, so what she refers to here is your town 2020 or 2035. For example, Syracuse 2020, Syracuse, New York, their plan is called Syracuse 2020. So no matter where you live, I know people listen to this network from all over. No matter who's listening, where you are, there's a plan out there in your neck of the woods. Guaranteed it's there. You may have not seen it, but just because you haven't seen it, never heard of it, doesn't mean it isn't happening and that it doesn't exist. It is out there. Money for these programs often comes from federal agencies, members of the President's Council on Sustainable Development, for example, which was created by Clinton. In the forms of grants to your local government, watch out for all that free money, huh? That free money we think we're getting, there ain't no free lunch in life. The meetings are advertised as an opportunity for you to give your input to an exciting new plan for the redesign of your city center for the future. You'll usually see it as a specific plan for a redevelopment project or a regional transportation plan that involves housing and land use restrictions. Delphi is used in school board meetings and trainings, at neighborhood association meetings, and other places where the organizers want to give the appearance that they have listened to community opinion and incorporated it into their plan. By the way, you'll never hear the word Delphi. They will never acknowledge that they're doing it, that they're shoving it up where the sun doesn't shine. The key thing to, and the, now those are my words, not hers, but that's exactly what it means. The key thing to know about this is that, of course, you have no input, only comments and observations that support the pre-approved plan will be supported. All others will be written on a big pad of paper and discarded later. The illusion of public buy-in is all that is needed. The organizers can later point to the fact that they held a public meeting, a certain number of residents attended, public comment was taken, and the community approved the plan. The facilitator is often a private consultant who has been professionally trained in running and managing a meeting. This consultant has been hired by your city to fulfill the requirement that the project has been seen and supported by its citizens. It's your plan. If the project is a controversial one, the city may have put out the call for nonprofit groups, neighborhood associations, city boards and commissions, and city employees to send members to seed the audience and outnumber potential opponents. This is war. On those few occasions when the majority of the attendees object to the planned outcome, the facilitator will close the meeting and reschedule it for another time and place. You are experiencing the new consensus. Let's see what goes on in a Delphi meeting. As you come in the door, you'll be asked to sign in. You'll be given a name tag, and depending on the meeting type, you'll either sit at tables or you'll be in an auditorium. A brief overview of the project will be given and no questions will be allowed. The facilitator may try to establish the demographics of the attendees by asking you to raise your hand if you're between 18 and 25, 26 and 35, etc., asking your race, your gender. Now the meeting begins in earnest. Speakers will include government officials, sometimes your mayor or council people, representatives from nonprofit organizations, and local business persons with an interest in the outcome, such as engineers, architects, and planners, will speak as well. The meeting is on a tight time schedule, and there are few opportunities for questions. What questions are permitted are usually answered briefly or deflected to later. The facilitator has produced attractive PowerPoint slides and colored handouts with lots of photos of middle-class people recreating among sunlit multi-story buildings with wide sidewalks lined with bistro tables. You notice that there's no manufacturing. In this pleasant utopia, there are a few cars, lots of high-speed trains, blue skies, and bikes. Lots of bikes. Open space parks, but no private yards. Shallow porches that face the street. Building constructed right behind the sidewalk and touching their neighbors. You may be shown a set of maps of your town and told to color in areas where you'd like to see the pastel utopia instead of what's there now. By the way, often the property owners in the specific project area have deliberately not been notified about this meeting, and they absolutely will not have been sought out to attend. This meeting is for the public, meaning anyone can attend from anywhere and give their opinion about the vision. As people are happily scribbling away with their crayons and gold stars like kindergartners, they are unaware that a large percentage of the group has already been briefed on the project and instructed to manage their table. Yes, there are shills at every table. In the larger meetings, they may identify themselves as being part of the organizing team, and they will run the table openly. While the unsuspecting real people are chattering, the table monitors are observing their behavior. Who is argumentative? Who is docile? Who can be triggered to cause a scene? Who can be counted on to support the project? Neighborhood leaders who cooperate are identified for cultivation later. They will be used to start neighborhood associations or encouraged to dominate existing ones. When the meeting is going smoothly, you'll never notice the obvious, that you haven't been given any real choices, and that all the printed material shows the project just as it will be when finalized, regardless of anything you might say. At your table, you might say something like, "Hey, I don't like the idea of narrowing Main Street to two lanes." But you'll either be ignored or several of the people at the table will team up to show you that it's best for the community and don't you want your town to be friendly for bikes and pedestrians. You might say, "How can the fire department get through there if you put a median down Center Street?" You'll be told that it already has been approved by the fire department and your comment will be written down to be thrown out later. What happens if you dare to speak out? Communitarianism is at the heart of consensus meetings. A vital element of communitarianism is the use of social pressure to make you conform, aka shame. The point is to create a climate of isolation in the meeting for those who do not agree. The idea of dissent is too scary, too exposed, and too antisocial for you to brave ridicule and the disapproval of your peers. So if you dare to speak out, you will be ignored, laughed at, maligned, shamed, booed, or shouted down. Individual table monitors may goad a person they identified as liable to make a scene to loudly agree with you in order to make you appear to have a fringe point of view. The facilitator may allow this bit of chaos to continue for a minute, so that the tension can be relieved and your question forgotten. When the meeting is over, you'll be thanked for your input and leave feeling that maybe you are the only one who doesn't like the plan or who felt manipulated. You might even decide that you're not going back to one of those meetings since you didn't really feel heard, and besides, it took hours of your evening. Maybe you have a nagging bit of shame that you weren't, that you were visioning on someone else's property. Someone who wasn't there and couldn't protest that they liked their property just the way it is. Maybe you don't want to think about what it would take to make that vision real, but you shrug your shoulders and walk to your car feeling that you've been a good citizen and participated in a community event. You have been Delphi'd. Yep, they jam it where the sun doesn't shine, and most people have no idea that they're doing it. But they are. They really are. And if you have ever been to one of these meetings, you're going to know you were there. Believe me, you're going to know what they were doing. I'm telling you, you know, I've got some videos linked on my website. In fact, I'll put another one up for today's podcast that somebody sent me. Of meetings going on out in the Bay Area in California. Now, these meetings are taking place all over the country. But if there's nobody there to fight back against what it is they're doing, you're not going to hear about them, because they really don't spend a whole lot of time advertising this crap, and they paint it with all sunshine and lollipops anyway. You know what I mean? It's not like on the 6 o'clock news they advertise, well, listen, the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission, which is what this planning commission, the group that's implementing this plan in a 9-county region where I am outside of Philadelphia – they're not going to advertise on the 6 o'clock news, listen, we're planning on taking away your right to do what you want to do on your property. We're going to rezone it so your single family home is now in a multi-use zoned area. In fact, what they'll do is they'll zone it so that your house will actually no longer even be in a residential area. And what will happen then is if you try to go and sell it, well, nobody's going to buy it because it's no longer zoned residential. You know what I mean? They're not going to advertise this on the 6 o'clock news. It's not on the front page of the Philadelphia Inquirer about how they're jamming it up the rear ends of everybody in this region and all across the country. This is going on, actually, all across the world. They're not telling you about this stuff, okay? Because if the American people really knew what these pricks were up to, they'd be up in arms, okay? If they really knew a lot of the hustle that's been going on for decades and decades and decades, if they really understood how money works, what fiat currency has done to their lives, if they really understood what it means to have a private handful of bankers, private group of people, control the money supply of not just America, but the rest of the nations in the world, they would have flipped out long ago. But people don't understand what that really means, because most of them are products of a deliberately dumbed down educational system. So you don't understand what it means. You don't know what it means when a dollar is devalued and the purchasing power of that dollar is erased. You don't know what that means, okay? That's why people aren't up in arms, because I've never really explained it to you, Lucy. You know what I mean? Nobody's ever sat down and said, well, listen, this means this and this means this. And when you have this, then you end up with that. They don't want you to know this stuff, okay? Because they know you'd be revolting. And there'd be ropes strung across every tree limb that was handy, okay? Because these people would be taken out in a heartbeat if the American people understood how they've been jammed all these decades. But they don't understand it. And they're jamming you big time now, because the goal is you're going to be begging on your knees for more porridge. I got news for you. There ain't going to be any middle class left. Jobs aren't coming back. And I don't care if tomorrow on the news they tell you that the unemployment is now in negative, unemployment rate is now in negative numbers. It's a big lie, okay? It's a big, massive lie. Doesn't matter whether they say it's 8.3 or 3.8. It doesn't make any difference, because they're lying to you. Because the goal isn't to have more jobs created in this country. The goal is to have less jobs in this country. The goal is to break your back. That's what they plan on doing. They will break your back. They will put a boot on your neck. And they want to kill off 85% of us. Not my words, their words. This is what they have in store for you. I'm not making it up. All you got to do is go look it up. Take a peek, if you dare. See, because it really takes courage to bother to look into this stuff, you know. It's much simpler just to say, hey, I'm going to just watch the Super Bowl today and to hell with everything else, right? And then tomorrow I can talk about what the game was like today. And then what do we got? We have some, I don't know, don't they have another thing in Hawaii or something, another football game, Rose Bowl or something like that? I don't know. They got all kinds of stuff to keep you distracted. It's just dancing bears, you know. You're really at the circus. Who's in this ring? Who's in that ring, huh? Works masterfully, too. We've been distracted for decades. We really haven't paid attention. They've manipulated us, and we've gone right along with it. We really have acquiesced, you know. We really have. Because if we hadn't, we wouldn't be here today. And we're all guilty of it, myself as well. So, they're Delphi-ing you. You don't even know it. You're creating these systems where you're going to live truly. You will be living in a green ghetto, okay? It's not going to be green either. It's pretty color. I like the color green. But the ghettos aren't green, are they? They're not. They're horrid places to exist. It's not even living. It's existing. Horrid places. And they have, people have been manipulated into those as well. There's a variety of factors at play here. Truly, there is. There really is a variety of factors at play. I'll be back. 3 minutes. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't change that dial. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Soft and fertile too.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunications services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum three-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Listen, I am telling you that you are being jammed where you live, whether you are aware of it or not. They are jamming you. And I'm telling you, when you wake up to what's going on, you are going to be one unhappy little camper. But by then, it's going to be too late. So you really need to get involved now. I say that time and time again. I'm telling you, what they plan for these green ghettos that are going to be the grayest, bleakest prisons one could imagine one will be finding themselves in, because it will be a prison. Because you're not going to have your car to get in and roam away and drive off and escape. There will be no escape from these prisons, because they will have cut off all the escape routes. They really will. So you can picture yourself, you're going to be living in this sardine can with maybe an allotment, maybe if you're lucky, of 5 gallons of water a day to bathe, to cook, to clean, to drink. Maybe 5 gallons of water a day you will be allotted, maybe. And you'll be in this sardine can. And they're going to be telling you where you're going to work. You will have, if you're lucky, you'll have a bicycle. Otherwise, you're going to walk to wherever it is you want to go. And how far can you get on foot, huh? How long do you think it would take you to walk from here if you were on the East Coast to the West Coast? And I can tell you, you won't be walking, because they are not reintroducing the wolves and all these other animals that they're reintroducing, and these pathways that they plan to create so that these animals will have uninterrupted access. They want them to be able to stroll from the tip of Mexico all through, up through the United States, on up into Canada. They want these animals to have unfettered access. Nothing should prevent them from moseying on up where they never ventured before, I might add. But they don't want anything to prevent the animals from roaming freely. So you will be in the cages. In fact, I can't think of the name of the one individual from, I don't know, Sierra Club or one of those commie groups, who said that he couldn't wait for the day that the animals roam freely and the humans were in cages. So where they intend to cage you is in these green ghettos, in these so-called sustainable communities, in these so-called smart growth cities that you will be locked in. It will be your prison. There will be no escape. How far do you think you're going to get on foot? And then how easy will it be for you, unarmed individual, to fight against a 150-pound wolf that plans on tearing you from limb to limb? You think you're going to do it with your hands? It isn't going to happen. So you'll be locked in this green ghetto in this sardine can, and maybe you'll have a bicycle to ride around, and maybe you won't. And there'll be much fewer of us, because they want to kill off 85% of us. So the poor human beings that will be left will be slaves, and we'll all be enslaved. I won't be amongst them, because they'll be killing off people sooner than later in a variety of fashions. Denying health care services is one way to accomplish that task rather easily. So you'll be in this green ghetto and you'll be walking along wherever you want to walk to, not too many places to walk to, because see, their goal is you will live, work, and play within a 4-block radius of the sardine can that will be along the light rail. See, they're going to build these dumps that you'll be incarcerated in right next to the railroad tracks. Because it's more socially just. Because, see, it's unjust that you want to live out in suburbia or in the rural areas. It's just not fair. Because you're out there and someone else isn't. So that's unfair. So everybody needs to all live together and sing kumbaya in these sustainable prisons that they're erecting and planning for all over the nation. And so one of the ways to quickly make this happen is what you do is you collapse the economy and then you raise the cost of utilities through the roof and you shut off access to resources so that people can't fend for themselves. And you outlaw the ability to burn wood so you can heat your house. And so that's how you do these different things. And by doing these different things, by collapsing the economy and printing the dollar and devaluing it and having inflation go through the roof so that it costs you 10 bucks for a loaf of bread. So what you do is you outsource all of the jobs, you create situations, you create these trade agreements so that you drive these jobs out of this country. So you collapse the economy. People don't have a job, therefore they can't pay their mortgage so that their houses are foreclosed upon. And so then these people are going to be at your mercy, aren't they? And they'll be saying, oh, sir, more porridge, please, more porridge, please, sir, more porridge, please. And so you'll tell them, well, okay, this is where you're going to live. You're going to live in this green ghetto, and this is the job that you're going to do. And if you say, oh, gee, I don't like that person, well, then you'll be called a racist or a hater, an anti-Semite, a bigot, a xenophobe. And if you say, well, no, I really want to live out in a rural area. I want to live off the land. I want to be able to grow my own food. And I want to dig a well so that I can have access to water. They'll say, no, that's unfair. And that's unjust. And that's not allowed because we're running out of open space. Even though you remember that you've been in a plane and you've flown from the East Coast to the West Coast and anywhere in between, or you've flown from New York City to Florida, and you've noticed when you look down that there was nothing but miles and miles and miles and miles of open space. But that doesn't matter, because they're going to tell you we're running out of open space. And it's not fair that you want to live out there in the rural area on your own, living off the land, that you want to raise your own animals. That's not fair. It's unjust, because somebody somewhere else can't do it. So you're not going to be allowed to eat meat because that's just unjust, you know. You can't have your single family home because that's unfair. You can't have air conditioning because then that contributes to global warming, which of course is a hoax. And we know it's a hoax. We found out that they lied and cooked the books. That there's always warming and cooling cycles. There always has been for thousands and 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 thousands of years. But we don't want that to get into the way of the hustle. See, if they can convince you that the sky is falling, you're going to go for it. You're going to go for it if you don't know any better. And you don't know any better because you're a product of this educational system that has deliberately turned you into a moron so that you'd buy into all this bull crap that they hustle. Very, very stealthy, sneaky people. Been at it for a long time. See, the goal is global enslavement of humanity, and a handful will rule the world. And if you want to know who that handful is, all you got to do is follow the money. You truly do. Just follow the money. That's all. And see, they set one group against the other. They pit one group against the other by doing a lot of these outrageous, unjust things. Because it's a technique that they use. It's a ploy because it's a divide and conquer thing. And it's a great strategy. It really works very well because we're all fighting with one another instead of fighting them. And they'll be perfectly happy to allow us to continue to do this. So they will continue to set the stage to create the animosities, to pick the scabs off the wounds, to throw salt in one's face, you know, salt in wounds. kick sand in their eyes. That's all. They'll continue to do all that kind of stuff because it's a great, great tactic. In fact, if you want to defeat your enemy, you'd do the same thing, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you do all those kinds of things if you wanted to defeat them? That's where the whole educational piece and knowing as much as you can possibly cram in your head, listening to a lot of different voices you never thought you'd ever listen to. And I am telling you, I truly mean that. Start listening to a lot of people you never thought you'd listen to. Start reading a lot of books you never thought you'd read. Really start doing the research so you can understand how you've been hustled. So you can really get to the bottom of things. Because that knowledge is going to empower you. Listen, when they say the pen is mightier than the sword, they say that for a reason. Because knowledge is power. We can defeat these people. We truly can. We can beat them. We can beat them. But you've got to get yourself educated. You can't. You cannot rely on just, well, there's some things I'd like to say, some crude remarks I can think of saying, but I can't say because I'm on the air. But you gotta pull yourself away from the television. You gotta get away from that. I mean, you can watch some things. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying, you know, divide your time between learning what you can learn to fight back and then goofing off as a diversion, that the television is great diversion. But you gotta, I'm telling you, unless you want to be a slave.
It's not a place you can get to by a boat.
I don't want to be a slave. And I don't think people listening to the show want to be a slave either. Slavery isn't any fun. Just ask all the people who've been slaves and who still are. Ain't no fun. Listen, I'm going to be back tomorrow on RBN, 11 a.m. Eastern. Listen, everybody, theunsolicitedopinion.com is my website. Go there. Tons of information. I actually put something new on there. Global Agenda Councils. Look at it under the bottom of the Sustainable Development tab. New Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Go to the bottom, Global Agenda Councils. Check that out. It'll blow your mind. Hey, everybody, take care. Chin up. Better days are coming. Don't lose heart. The sun will come up tomorrow. Take care, everybody.